Housewife Urayuan Suwanasung lives a comfortable life. Her home in the northeastern town of Banpur is filled with trophies and large photos of her three children, all university graduates working in the United States. Urayuan and her husband Tirapon, a retired school principal, are fervent supporters of Thailand's anti-government red shirts, who have occupied downtown Bangkok in more than 2 months of protests. Sporadic violence has left more than 60 people dead since the protests began. More than half the deaths have been in continuing violence that began last week as the government began efforts to clear the Red Shirts camp in central Bangkok. Many of the Red Shirts come from Thailand's northeastern region of Isan, a dry, rural area that is poorer than the rest of the country. But Urayuan and her husband are not poor. Urayuan says she never had much interest in politics until the 2006 coup that overthrew Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. Much of Mr. Thaksin's popularity comes from policies such as cheap healthcare and rural loans, which helped many farmers escape from poverty. But Urayuan says she was too wealthy to benefit from that. She says her support for the Red Shirts is about justice and fairness, although she says raises for teachers under Mr. Thaksin made her family's life easier. Thailand's political crisis is often simply characterized as a fight between poor rural Red Shirts and a government led by a royalist, wealthy elite. But it also has a regional dimension. In the country's south, for example, support for the Red Shirts is low, even among the poor. In the northeast, the situation is the opposite, with many in the middle class backing the movement. At a machine shop on the outskirts of the city of Udon Thani, Narong Mirpet sees Mr. Thaksin as both a political hero and a business idol. Narong employs 20 people repairing cars and tractors. He says he's too rich to benefit from Mr. Thaksin's policies. He says the Red Shirt movement is about better economic management and the desire of local people for more respect from the Bangkok elite. Narong says he's a self-made man who rose up from being a poor farmer near Bangkok to owning his own business after years of hard work as a mechanic and welder in the Middle East and Japan. He says Mr. Thaksin's real strength was in teaching people to help themselves, through policies like the rural loan scheme. Narong says he occasionally contributes between $20 and $40 to the Red Shirt movement, but is not a major backer. He thinks around half the business people in Udon Thani, many of whom are ethnic Chinese, back the Red Shirts. The other half sympathizes with their rivals, the Yellow Shirts, who oppose Mr. Thaksin. In this region, as elsewhere in the country, many police are Red Shirt supporters, earning them the nickname Tomatoes. Danai Saribot is the police chief in Banpur district. He says between 60 and 70% of his officers are Red Shirts, but he insists they confine their political activities to when they are off duty. But out in the parking lot, one of his subordinates, Sakta Mutasin, walks up and talks unprompted. He says most officers back Mr. Thaksin in part because police wages rose under his government. But he also says he's angry at the government over the deaths in Bangkok. He says if there was a nationwide crackdown and he was asked to join, he would disobey orders. Instead, he says, he would defend the Red Shirts. Aubrey Belford for VOA News in Banpur, Thailand.